The Burlington Salvation Army is seeing a dramatic increase in requests for help, so this year's Christmas Kettle campaign is particularly important. As its major source of funds, the nonprofit organization relies on the generosity of people during the holiday season. This year's fundraising goal is $350,000, the figure they raised during the 2021 campaign, which had a goal of $330,000. The Kettle campaign enables the Salvation Army to run all its programs throughout the year, sending kids to camp, LEAP, food bank, winter coat program, cooking and budgeting programs, and more. The campaign continues until Christmas Eve. That also means there's some 2,000 kettle shifts to fill at various locations across the city. In the last 6 or 7 months, we've seen a significant increase in people truly needing a break, said Executive Director Karen Puddicombe. There's a lot of financial stress, especially as the cost of buying groceries is way up this year. Once again, they're hoping more people will come forward to help man the kettles, since there are so many shifts available. Volunteer Klaus Slagter said he's been helping with the kettles since 2011, minus 2020, due to the pandemic, and he enjoys it immensely. It's something I look forward to, he said. It's great to be here, to give a few smiles and say Merry Christmas. The Burlington resident added he likes meeting people and catching up with old friends. He's a well-known face in the city since he worked in many factories in years past, as an employee in the electrical service industry. The families that the Burlington Salvation Army helps through its food bank receive $250 to $300 worth of food, including meat and produce, dairy and eggs. They serve from 120 to 150 families a week, which works out to assistance for anywhere from 2 to 6 people per household. Laura Oros, director of day-to-day operations, said there's absolutely an increase in demand, and that the Kettle campaign is vital to their operations. Again this year, people can tap to make a donation on site, or drop cash in the familiar bubble. They will be at various locations across the city including Mapleview Shopping Center and Burlington Center, Fortino's, Metro, Walmart, LCBO and Costco. The Tabletop Tap is also available for folks who would consider setting it up a home holiday party, or as an alternative to people who prefer making a donation to buying gifts for each other. Kettle funds support the Salvation Army's PATH program, which helps people coming out of a hospital and facing certain challenges. They set up their pantries, since some have difficulty leaving their home. Oro said the demand for that program has increased by 25%. Meanwhile, demand for Christmas hampers is high, with 225 families already registered. The Kettle funds also help the Salvation Army run its toy shop out of its church at 2090 Prospect Street. Here, people are able to pick out their items, escorted by a shop assistant. They expect to serve close to 350 households, and with an average of 2 to 4 children, that's a lot of kids to help. The multitude of children that are helped is great, Oro said, adding that there are several other community organizations providing wonderful help, but Salvation Army's reputation for toys is tops. This is the only organization that provides the level of toys in Burlington that we do. To learn more about Burlington Salvation Army programs, volunteer, or register for Christmas programs, call 289-230-2556.